Step 4, compare your financing options. The most common solar financing options are: purchase of a solar system with a solar loan or cash. With a purchase, you own the system. Property assessed clean energy, PACE, or PACE, financing of the upfront costs of a solar system, which you pay back on your property tax bill. With PACE financing, you own the system. Lease of a solar system, in which the solar provider owns the system and rents it to you for a scheduled monthly payment over a set number of years. Power purchase agreements, PPA, in which the solar provider owns the solar system and sells you the electricity it generates for a certain price over a set number of years. The next few sections contain a quick look at each option's pros and cons, and then a closer look at each. A quick look at purchase with cash or loan. Pros: typically greater return on investment. If you use a loan, little or no upfront costs. May increase value of home. You can directly receive tax credits and deductions. Consult tax professional to see if you qualify. Cons: you are typically responsible for repairs and maintenance. This may involve contacting different manufacturers, who could go out of business during the 10 to 20 year component life cycles. Some solar loans place a lien on your property. In those cases, if you do not make your payments, this could result in foreclosure or make it more difficult to sell your home or refinance your mortgage. A quick look at PACE financing. Pros: little or no upfront costs. May have a longer repayment period than typical home improvement loan, which may be preferable. You can directly receive tax credits and deductions. Consult tax professional to see if you qualify. Cons: PACE financing results in a first priority lien on your property. Your bank may require you to pay off the PACE assessment prior to refinancing. If you do not make your PACE payments, this could result in foreclosure or make it more difficult to sell your home or refinance your mortgage. You are typically responsible for repairs and maintenance. This may involve contacting different manufacturers, who could go out of business during the 10 to 20 year component life cycles. A quick look at lease and PPA. Pros: little or no upfront costs. Solar provider is responsible for all monitoring, maintenance, and repairs. Minimum energy production often guaranteed. Cons: selling home may be more complicated than with a purchase system. Options typically are: the new owner must agree to take on the lease slash agreement, you continue making payments, or you buy out the lease or agreement, which could be thousands of dollars. Solar provider could go out of business during the contract period. A closer look at purchase, with cash or loan. You can purchase a solar system from a solar provider or manufacturer with a solar loan or cash. In this approach, you own the installed system. Types of loans include: secured loans. These require an asset that will serve as collateral for the loan, often that asset is your solar system. Unsecured loans, these do not require any collateral, similar to a credit card. A secured loan is often preferred because it typically has lower interest rates. Many solar providers work with lenders that offer solar loans, but you should check with banks and credit unions as well. Compare offers to make sure you are being offered a reasonable interest rate. If you install and own a solar system by the end of 2022, there is a 26% federal income tax credit, ITC, available. Under current law, the federal ITC is scheduled to drop to 22% for systems installed in 2023 and then 0% for systems installed after 2023. If you have questions about the ITC or whether a loan is tax deductible, speak to a certified public accountant, CPA, for tax advice. Unless you purchase a maintenance plan or your system comes with one, you will be responsible for any maintenance and repairs. Make sure you save the equipment warranties, particularly for the inverter, which may need to be replaced sooner than other equipment. If you sell your home, look for real estate agents and appraisers with experience selling homes with solar. You may include the system in the house sale just like any other major home component. Questions to ask a lender about the purchase of a solar system with a loan. What is the total cost of the loan over the entire course of the contract? How much will I pay up front, how much over time, and for how long? What is my interest rate? What is my annual percentage rate, APR? Whom do I contact if I have questions about my loan payments? Will a solar loan make it more difficult for me to sell or refinance my home? Will I need to buy out my loan? Whom do I contact? A closer look at PACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy. PACE is a financing option that is available in some areas of California. In most places, it is sold through PACE solicitors and solicitor agents who are required to be enrolled with a PACE program administrator. In a PACE financing arrangement, a PACE program administrator finances the upfront costs of a solar system, which you then pay through an assessment on your property tax bill. With PACE financing, you own the solar system. You should read and review the terms carefully, and if necessary, consult with a tax professional or attorney. PACE financing lasts for a fixed term, typically around 10 to 30 years, and it is attached to your house. If you sell your house before you have fully paid the PACE assessment, the buyer may require you to pay off the remaining balance of the assessment, which could be thousands of dollars. Some mortgage lenders will not loan money to buyers to purchase properties with PACE liens unless the full assessment is paid. Unlike leases and power purchase agreements that require monthly payments, PACE assessments are typically due once or twice a year, in larger lump sums, with your property taxes. Given this unique arrangement, it's important to understand how much you will owe and when, so that you can set aside enough money throughout the year to cover the amount. If your house is mortgaged and you typically pay your taxes with an escrow or impound account, your mortgage company may increase the amount you pay monthly to cover the anticipated increase to your property tax bill. Discuss how PACE will affect your monthly mortgage payment before you sign an agreement. Be aware that if you fail to make your PACE payments included with your property taxes or mortgage, your home could be put in foreclosure. Questions to ask a PACE program administrator about a PACE financed system. What is your PACE program administrator license number? Check the license at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. Is the PACE solicitor or PACE solicitor agent I talked to enrolled with you? Check their enrollment with the PACE program administrator at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. What is the total cost of the financing over the entire course of the contract? How much will I owe for PACE financing when I pay my mortgage or property taxes? How many times a year will I owe this PACE payment? What happens if I want to sell or refinance my home? Will selling or refinancing be more difficult with PACE financing? Is there anything I have to do with the mortgage company? What are the penalties for failing to pay the assessment on time? Whom do I contact if I have problems making my PACE payments? A closer look at lease and PPA, power purchase agreement. With a lease, the solar provider owns the system on your property and rents it to you for a set period of time. A solar provider will install the solar system on your home, and you will make scheduled monthly payments in exchange for all the electricity the system produces. A typical lease contract period is 20 to 25 years. In a power purchase agreement, PPA, the solar provider owns the system on your property and sells you the electricity it generates. PPAs are similar to leases, except that instead of making a fixed monthly payment for the system, you typically pay for all the power the solar system generates, a fixed per kilowatt hour rate. The contract will specify the kilowatt hour rate you pay in the first year and every year after that. This rate should generally be lower than your current electricity rate. A typical PPA contract period is 20 to 25 years. If you sell your house before the lease or PPA contract is over, you will have to pay the solar provider the remainder of the value of the lease or PPA or transfer the contract to the new property owner. Make sure you understand the specific contract terms, since buying out a lease or PPA can cost thousands of dollars. Payments for leases or PPAs will typically increase by a specified amount every year based on an escalation clause or escalator. Escalators are typically in the range of a 1% to 3% increase above the rate you paid in the previous year. Be cautious of entering into a contract with an escalator higher than that. There may be different ways to arrange leases and PPAs, such as paying more upfront to reduce your monthly payments. Questions to ask a lender or solar provider about a lease or PPA. What is the total cost of the solar system or solar energy over the entire course of the contract? How much will I pay upfront, how much over time, and for how long? Will my payments increase over time? How much will they increase, and how frequently? Is there an option to make a down payment to reduce my monthly payments, for a lease, or kilowatt-hour rate, for a PPA? What happens if I wish to end the lease or PPA early? If I end my agreement early, will I owe a balloon payment and/or an early termination fee? If so, how much will I owe? Will a lease or PPA make it more difficult for me to sell or refinance my home? Who will be responsible for monitoring, operations, and maintenance of the solar system?